The Guardian.
I've been best mates with Jay for 10 years. We started going out this Christmas and before I slept together on New Year's Eve. I really thought that he was the one. On that night, we stopped at the shop on the way out. I went in because I wanted a drink and he waited outside. I never thought that that moment would change everything. I heard his cry for help, and I saw the three of them running off. I didn't know Jay was carrying a knife. Turns out it got turned on him when he pulled it out. After he was stabbed, I held him while the ambulance came. The knife had gone into his arm. I never seen so much blood in all my life. As I held him, he looked into my eyes, and I realized how much I loved him. And I knew he felt the same. He died at the hospital.
If you carry a knife, you're more likely to get stabbed yourself. Stop knife crime. Go to itdoesn'thavetohappen.co.uk.
An example of the new campaign launched today. Alan Travis joins us now. What's new about this campaign? Because there have been other similar ones before, haven't there?
The Met particularly have run campaigns in London, yes. This one has been actually, what's interesting about it, it's been devised, the concept for it has been devised by young people themselves, aimed at teenagers. There was the Home Office brought together 18 teenagers who'd been directly affected by knife crime in their lives in April to a creative summit, and they actually came up with the concept of the campaign, and also they scripted and voiced some of those radio commercials that you heard. And this followed this has been planned for several months now, this campaign, not just because of the recent space of headlines about knife crime across the country. And it followed in February and March a series of discussions with about 70 teenagers, out of which two themes emerged about the way they young people regarded carrying knives in general. The first established that they carried knives because they're afraid and that they need help in making positive choices about how to distance themselves from violence, aggression and situations where carrying a knife was required and accepted. And the second theme was a dislike or a lack of respect for authority figures who may have acted violently towards them or failed to keep them protected. And so they developed two campaigns, one aimed directly at teenagers, another aimed at mothers to talk to their youngsters about whether they carry knives or not.
Ian Blair is set to talk today about Operation Blunt 2 in a detailed briefing, and that's presumably aimed at the metropolitan London area. What is he expected to say, do you think? Will he support what's being said in this advert?
Yeah, very much so. I think that the Met Police strategy has been replicated in Manchester, Birmingham and Sheffield, other major cities, centres of knife crime. The first point about the Met Police strategy is it admits it's not just by policing alone they're going to deal with knife crime, and tackling gang culture as well is to do with much wider questions of social, economic welfare and youth services. But in London, each borough commander has been asked to draw up a list of hotspots of where knife incidents occur and a list of potential offenders who've been known to be involved in knife crime in the past. And this is to be combined with an increase in stop and search, what used to be called the old sus law stop and search, but with safeguards along lines of recruiting community leaders to as observers and to monitor, and young people themselves in panels to monitor the impact of those stop and search campaigns, particularly upon minority ethnic groups where knife crime unfortunately tends to be concentrated.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.